interested in talking about the educative process and involving you in this process, because it's so important that you know what we're trying to do in order that you help us to do it better, that you get behind it, that you make suggestions that are pertinent to what we're doing. We've had the situation where people have come in to teach, and because they're teachers, they call what they do how to live education. But it isn't quite that simple. In fact, it's something that Nitai and others have developed over many years of trying to understand what Master wanted. I should explain what this means. For example, when I started Ananda, I had very little to go on in actual words of Master on how to start community. The very purpose of what I've tried to do in my life has been to take his central teaching and say, well, how does that teaching apply in this field and in that field and in that field, in order to broaden the sphere of influence of his teaching in many practical ways, to see how it would affect business and the arts and schools and communities and so on, family life, married life, raising children, whatever. What he said often was just a little bit, and from that little bit we've had to meditate on it and see whether we would be able to get from attunement with him further insights. And in fact, that's the way he taught us. You would think that, well, with the school system all developed in Ranchi and so on, it would be a really working thing. Well, the sad thing is that it isn't. We've had to really basically take just a few things, which Nitai will explain, and work from those. And in that, it would help for you to know it, so that maybe things that you have, you could, ideas that you have, suggestions you have, questions and so on, you'd feel free to make them. But that this is not a democratic process in the usually understood way. It's democratic in the sense that we appoint teachers, and everybody sort of, if they don't want somebody, then we don't have that teacher. Or if they want somebody, we have that teacher. But once you have anybody in a position where he's got to do it, it's not fair to him to tell him how to do it all the time. If we can't allow him to develop it from inside, offering suggestions from time to time maybe, then it's not fair, and it'll never happen. Any field, if somebody tried to tell me how to write a book, if the path had been written by committee, it would never have been written. And yet, as I wrote each chapter, I read it to the community, and I got your suggestions, and I changed many things according to those suggestions. Sometimes you would point out passages that weren't clear, or you hadn't understood, and sometimes I was horrified to discover what an ambiguous statement I'd made, that I thought it meant one thing, but suddenly I realized, oh, in fact, it could mean just exactly what people were taking it to mean, which was exactly the opposite of what I wanted to say. And in that way, you all helped me a lot. In this way, too, we can help the teachers. But I think that the only way to help the school to really flourish is to be involved in it, first in the sense of understanding what we're trying to do. And only when you know what we're trying to do can your suggestions really be pertinent to what's going on. So here we are trying to develop a school system which will be, I think, in some ways, the most important thing that Ananda can offer to the world. Many things that we're doing have been done before, but this is something very, very needed today. The reason for a lot of the problem in society is what we're teaching the children. One thing that we're doing is giving them what Master called an essentially atheistical view of life. By rigorously excluding all divine teachings and all higher values, they end up getting the message that there aren't any higher values. They end up getting the message that there isn't a God. And we've given them a universe in which, and a life in which they have no faith. And if they strike out in anger and violence, it's our fault. Ours doesn't mean your and my fault. We've also been subjected to the same system. But it's the fault of our society that allows that kind of thing to happen. And one of the problems that we've got in trying to introduce spiritual values into the schools is that these spiritual values are equated with religion. And religion is equated with the problem of church and state separation, and these are state schools, and therefore we shouldn't teach them anything that smacks of religion. Well, it isn't a Christian thing, or a Buddhist thing, or a Muslim thing, or any kind of religious label thing to help children to understand that they're going to be a lot happier if they are kind to others, if they work for high ideals, if they understand that evolution isn't only being pushed forward, but a reaching out towards something more, toward more wisdom, more understanding, that you are happier when you live in certain ways than when you live in the opposite ways. The cynical teachings of modern education are so ego-oriented and so money-oriented and job-oriented that if the children grow up cynical and angry at the universe, children have a natural longing for values and ideals and so on. So, what we want to do is, first of all, explain how we can bring these teachings out into the world to other people, to offer a kind of education that is spiritual without binding them to a particular way in the narrow sense of a sect or an organization. I think it's very important that we go this direction so that we can reach more people. I had an idea, incidentally, in Europe recently. One of the problems that private schools face is that they can't get enough money from tuition to keep the school going. And getting donations from people and grateful graduates and so on is not that easy. An idea occurred to me was that if the schools could offer to the public at large education to adults in how to raise their children, this would be a wonderful thing. And if it were accepted well, they would tell their friends. And where an adult couple might find it very difficult to pay enough money for tuition for one child, they wouldn't find it that difficult to pay the tuition for a 6-week course. One of the things we've got to do is educate the adults, otherwise they're not going to send their children to these schools. So it becomes a very important part of our whole outreach anyway, to educate the adults, and this could help, I think, to support the school system. So